Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, saying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stop. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Yo, what's up, people?
What's happening, world? Let me say, whoa. Let the beat drop. Yeah, I'm going to bring him in. I'm going to bring you in and then I'm out. Yeah. What's happening, world? Right, welcome back to another episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome South co-host, Bo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, I'm chilling. I'm chilling, Black. You know, you sounding like a vacation right now. You know what I'm saying? But big shout out to all the people out there listening. You know what I'm saying? Once again, roll something up, light something up, come kick it with your people, with your folk.
Boy, Shizzle, you know, shout out to our top five countries.
Yeah,
man, I don't think there's any adjustments, but I know you want to shout out Africa,
know,
man.
You
it's your proud moment.
I always want to shout out the top five countries. So, you know, once again, from the bottom to the top, we got number five. We got the continent down under, Australia checking in. We got number four, right back at it, you know what I'm saying? Like they, you know what I'm saying? They didn't leave. They staying consistent for 2 weeks. Big shout out to South Africa, you know what I'm saying? I always love when Africa checks in. Number three,
for sure.
We got United Kingdom, you know what I'm saying? Our peeps across the pond. Number two, you already know Viking country. You know, big shout out to, you know, Switzerland. They always holding it down, representing for us, man, over here at Real Talk. And number one, of course, we got the home team, the big, the bold United States. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities within this country. You know how we do, man. Appreciate y'all on the check-in.
So, Shizzle, so as you guys know, I am on location. This is Mo's show. This is Mo's topic.
Yeah,
I just checked in with y'all. You know what? It's my bad that it started 6 minutes late. I am an hour behind, right? So I'm thinking, like, oh, okay, I'm waiting on, you know, I'm waiting on 8:25. I'm over here on a whole different time zone, so I sincerely apologize. I am still out here on location. We are actually chilling before we go to the next and the last little event thing that we got going on. And we are out of here. We out of here. Headed back today. No complaints. Super awesome. I did not see Smooth or his baby mama. But
no,
I'll cut him later.
You didn't get up. Okay, okay. You were
I didn't get up with Flo. Yeah, I didn't
get
up with
Flo. Oh, you didn't see Flo. I was waiting to see this epic, you know what I'm saying, you know, reunion.
Don't repeat after Smooth. Smooth is a bad influence. It's not what we
heard so much about.
We rocking. No, I'm out here, just me and my husband, and
breaking news, me and my husband, okay,
just catching all flows and volumes of everything that, you know what I'm saying,
right,
that we've been doing, trying to take it easy, man.
Take it easy in the big easy.
And it's been what's up? What's up, Smooth?
Oh, Smooth the hustler.
Yeah, I'm in his city. Best friend for how many years, and he ain't called to check up on me. He ain't said, man, you could. He ain't did none of that. But you know, I
digress. Oh no.
Man, I would talk shit, but man, look, Ford caught up with my ass. So I'll let you have it this week, man.
He didn't put up a fight. You know what I'm saying? He's just saying, you know, the 40 then caught up to him.
All
right, man. Well, I'm finna tap out. I'm gonna let y'all have the rest of the show. I love you guys, and then we'll do a full update, run down all that good stuff next week.
Hold up, Bill. You got life bullshit fucked up. Nigga, Mo said it first, and I said it second. That bitch said husband. Like, we ain't about to let that shit slide.
Yeah, let me explain that real quick to the people out there. What's going
on?
You know
the thing about this, right? Let me get one thing straight. You see what I'm saying? Nigga, I've been fucked up, sick, and everything else like that. I didn't even know this bitch came now.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? She ain't called me, tell me. Like, normally, shit, this black normally. Hey, bro, I'm about to get on the plane, woot-de-woot. Hey, man, hey, look for a fucking Uber Lyft for a nigga type shit, right? No.
Mo.
I ain't get that. She can't. No,
how
long?
How many weeks ago did I tell him,
on the show,
I was coming?
No. I don't give two flying shits about that. Like, nigga.
You got to give updates, though. You know what I'm saying?
I texted him last week. Said, bro, I'll be down there.
Look at that.
Then
no,
I texted him a couple
week,
days.
2 weeks ago.
That's why you got so many baby mamas, because can't none of them stay.
Right. Hey, but, you know, it's all good.
It ain't just me.
But I like
I hope
fact,
you feel better, though. What's wrong with you?
Man, I don't know. Hey, but I've experienced some shit. COVID was easy compared to this shit.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what do you mean? What symptoms are you having?
Man, like all my pain receptors are activated at the same time. Like I feel pain from the top of my head all the way down to my feet. Like my skin hurts. You see what I'm saying? Like when motherfuckers touch me, it's pain. I move my hands, it's like I got arthritis throughout my entire body.
What the hell?
Man, that's fucked up. My PCP died. My primary, that's, I just found out yesterday, man, when I finally broke down, I said, man, fuck it. Man, I found out yesterday my PCP dead.
I've been
going to that nigga for 29 years.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so what you still got to go see somebody else just because he died.
Oh, no, fuck, that nigga knew how I like it. He knew how I like my fucking, my Ninja Turtle Band-Aid and my candy.
You know what, you stupid motherfucker. You still got to go see what's wrong with you. Talking about a Ninja Turtle Band-Aid and candy. Like, go see what's wrong with you. Like, that's not normal.
I know it ain't normal, nigga, but I mean, I'm serious about my Ninja Turtle Band-Aid and my candy. Like, that motherfucker, he was
a long time. 30 years, you know what I'm saying?
Right, it was 29 years. That nigga knew who I was. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, nigga. COVID was easier than that shit. And shit. So I didn't even know, like my daughter's birthday was on the 10th and shit. So I seen her, but without seeing her, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had to keep everybody away and shit. So, but yeah,
it
nigga,
like
I don't
the
know.
Flu,
as far as catching up. Man, if it is the flu, I don't want it. I'd rather COVID.
Yeah, and you know, you always say you're a creature of touch.
I love y'all. I'll see y'all next week.
All right, so be easy in the big easy. So
she ran away, but we're gonna have the conversation by the husband. Maybe she
yeah,
got me fucked up.
That's just on pause. You know what I'm saying? She can't just
that ain't on pause.
That shit on
what they call that shit.
Fuck,
I don't know, slow motion. Like, I don't know.
Slow motion, right? Like, I like how
she's
just like, you know, just put that in there like we weren't going to notice. You know what I'm saying? Like, what type of stuff?
Like, yeah, got. Hey, nigga, we this old school cassette tape, nigga, we going to flip this tape over.
I'm definitely pausing that. Yeah, we definitely got to revisit that. But I see how your week was smooth. So, you know, so my week, this week I'm calling it Direction is... Wait, hold on. I'm messing it all up. Direction is more important than speed, meaning that, you know, I'm just making sure I'm going in the right direction. I'm not speeding to my destinations, but I'm just making sure that when I put it into the navigation system that I'm definitely, you know, going on the right path. Also putting the pieces to the puzzle together. So, you know, my interior decorating, you know, that's picking up. You know, that's always just a nice hustle for me. You know what I'm saying? That's easy. Once again, shout out to Vintage Nubian, the pop-up store in Bushwick. You know what I'm saying? That's looking good, man. Big shout out to my wife holding that down. I'm hunting my next real estate transaction. You know what I'm saying? I'm in lion mode. Leo season is on deck. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm hungry out here. And then from Gemini to Cancer to Leo, you know what I'm saying? So those are the summer birthdays out there. So, you know, we're about to transition from Gemini season to Cancer season and then finally Leo to, you know, to anchor the summer, I guess. And then I'm also, you know, Chicago or Boston, Boston or Chicago. I really want to go to Chicago, truthfully, but you know what I'm saying? I'm budgeting, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to, not even a big shout out to, fuck inflation. But, you know, I just want to make sure my money right because when I do a vacation, I like to do it right. You know what I'm saying? So Chicago is number one. But, you know, if the dollars ain't matching up, then definitely Boston. You know what I'm saying? I've never been to Boston, so that would be just a nice flex. So plotting on that, you know what I'm saying? And then big shout out, I've been reading, not even reading, I've just been kind of intuitive to just different signs and people I'm like, you know what I'm saying, connecting with in certain aspects, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to my fellow fire signs, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to Aries, big shout-out to Sagittarius, and, of course, I'm a Leo, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? So that's my week, you know what I'm saying? I know Smooth, I know you just went over your week. I know you said the week wasn't the best, man, but, you know, hopefully you feel better, man, this coming week or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Now that we in the summer. Now, I don't know what you're going to feel about this topic, Smooth, but this topic,
who came up with the topic?
It's my topic. I came up with it because there's been something on my mind a little bit, you know what I'm saying, because I just, you know, I'm a music guy, man, so, and I, you know, I'm a rap music guy, and I've just been zoning out, you know what I'm saying, but lately, And, of course, you know, I'm always reading different books, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just set this up for the people. So, you know, one day I'm on a train, me and my wife on our way to our business, you know what I'm saying, in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And, you know, when I'm on a train, a lot of times I might be listening to a podcast or listening to some music or reading, right? So, you know, I got my library, you know, it's no secret now that I, like, critique my library. So I got just all my reading, you know, just at my fingertips, you know what I'm saying? Like, picture, like, when you see one of the movies and it's like the study, you know what I'm saying? And you just see all these books and globes and maps, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like my man cave, right? That's how it's kind of set up for me, real rustic. But anyway, so, you know, I just took one of these books off the shelf and I was reading this book called Fast Track, right? So, and I read it back in the day, but I was like, you know what, let me just reread that. And it was on some, you know, it's on some Pippin, you know what I'm saying? It's in that Donald Goins, Iceberg Slim type of mode. And I was reading it. But I know when I read these books, I get into that savage mode, you know what I'm saying? Like rap music, and I get real savage, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just savage, right? It's just influencing me, you know, in a way, right? So I was like, so I was reading that, and then I was like, you know what? The next week, I was like, you know what? I was just in that savage mode. I'm, you know, when I'm with my wife and we doing these business moves or whatever, and you know, you know, our clientele out there is a lot of au faits. I'm just gonna put that out there. So it's a lot of au faits. You know, shout out to my wife. You know, she know how to make money off the au faits, man. And that's, you know, that's a nice skill to have or whatever. So anyway,
what does that word mean?
Au fait? You gotta look it up, man. Yeah. I don't want to put it out there. Google it.
Oh, man. Oh, come on, man. Don't do me like that. But just go on, tell me what an OFA is, man, so I know what's going on.
Nah, man. Google it, man. That's going to take away the mystery. You know what I'm saying? Because that's supposed to be a mystery word. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? But OFA. Yeah. So you just Google it. Put it in your BlackBerry. OFA.
No. But continue the story.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm like, you know, so next week I'm like, you know what? Let me get some different reading material, man. I don't want to be in the shower. Like, if I'm going to a club or something like that or whatever, that's the fast track book. But I'm going to a place of business, man, so let me be a little bit more mellow. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, I had to really go through my wife's, you know, because my wife, you know, shout out, I love my wife, you know what I'm saying? But my wife, I'm the neater person out there. You know, we opposites attract, you know what I'm saying? So I'm the neater person, and my wife is more detailed, but she kind of got stuff all over the place. So anyway, I had to, like, organize her book collection, take some of her books to the Goodwill. She got a little pissed off at me, but, you know, I had to kind of, what's the word? I said this before. I had to ask for forgiveness and not permission, man. This is, you know, this is my realm, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, as far as the books, right? So I went through, got rid of a lot of her books, and I just narrowed it down, like, all right, so the stuff that I think will be good that you have is, like, books on business and money, which is good, cookbooks and shit like that, right? She had a couple other books that I just thought was interesting. So anyway, long story short, I came across this Aaliyah book, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the lovely Aaliyah. She was one of my favorite R&B singers back in the day. And it's like a little quick little paperback or whatever. She probably bought it when Aaliyah first died up here in New York somewhere, like at some book stand or whatever. So I'm like, all right, you know what? This is a nice little quick little read. So I started reading it. And long story short, the more and more I started reading it, the more I was like, you know what, man? I just found myself, you know, downloading some old Aaliyah, you know, some four-page letter, one of the million, you know, some of her hits or whatever. And then as I'm reading the book, and I'll read about R. Kelly and their whole situation. So then I start downloading 12 Play, and you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn. And then one of the songs, that Slow Dance, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, man, oh, shit, right? So long story short, it got me thinking, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm, you know, and look, I don't want to be a person who's going to be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Let's not listen to rock music no more. Let's get back on some R&B. But I remember one friend of mine posted something on an Instagram post or whatever, like during Valentine's Day or something like that. And she was like, basically, long story short, why guys or men slow dance anymore? And it got me thinking. I was like, damn, why do we? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, me being a music person and just doing my club years and my club experience, you know, growing up, that was the shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, I missed that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what happened? What what made the transition? Well, you know, and being in Brooklyn, you know, I'm privy to when I was in the club scene years and years ago. You know what I'm saying? Where I used to like to go out. You know, like, you know, you always had the dope, you know, hip hop. You had the Tunnel back in the day. You know, went there a couple times. And then, like, in Brooklyn, you had a lot of, like, little, you know, reggae clubs or whatever. And they don't play rap music, you know, hip-hop or, you know, New York people like to say hip-hop, but rap music and reggae. And, you know, with reggae, get it. You know what I'm saying? When you dance into some reggae, you know what I'm saying? You get that same kind of rhythm that you used to get with the slow dancing. So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to serve it up to you. I'm going to ask you first, and then I'm going to come back because I got a whole theory. So, Smooth. Why don't men slow dance anymore, or guys in general slow dance anymore? What's your theory on it?
I mean, actually, I don't really understand. I think the question is too broad.
Okay.
The reason why I say that is, I guess it just depends on your location. And where you at,
okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you made the statement that a bitch said, why don't men slow dance anymore? Well, I'll have to ask the bitch, well, what clubs have you been going to? You see what I'm saying? So, look at it like this. Men will always cater to females, right? It's just what we do. So when it comes down to the quality of music, when it comes down to the beat, you're going to always cater to the bitch. So if you think about lately, R&B, singers are rappers now. They rap.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, yeah. Chris Brown, yeah. that motherfucker is out rapping rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not that the men ain't slow down. It's that the bitches ain't gravitating towards those songs anymore like they used to. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I go like, if I take my bitches out and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Depending on where I go, depending on the speed of the beat, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got you.
So if I go to a bar or some shit, and, you know what I'm saying, they have a live band, then, yeah, man, you're going to hear some music to where you stand up with the bitch, you dancing with. Mm. All right, it is what it is. Down here in New Orleans, man, look, that's far and in between, though.
Yeah.
They got a
yeah.
beat out here. They got a beat out here, you know what I'm saying? And these hoes out here, they looking for that beat. You know what I'm saying? So
To slow dance or to dance? So, you know, what type of dance when you say a beat out here for the people out this, there that's not familiar with the language?
See, out here, they got this thing called a beat, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, fucking Drake has stole the beat a few times on some of his songs.
Oh, yeah,
beat.
He always does it.
Right, so we got a beat, you know what I'm talking about. But the bros out here, they would take a slow song and put that beat to it. Like, well, come on, man, what the fuck? These niggas put the beat to everything out here. So we slow dance when it's necessary.
Got you.
If the bro wants to slow dance, that means she would have to let everybody know that that's what she's looking for. But that's not what they're doing no more. Like, man, these bitches. Like I said, motherfucker, Chris Brown, you know, fuck.
True.
Shit, fucking, what the other little nigga name was that said he, that fucking R. Kelly stole his shit? Trey Songz.
What?
You know
Trey
what
Songz. Okay, yeah.
Trey Songz have been in Texas shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, nah, bitch, he's a byproduct of R. Kelly, nigga. But I slow dance if I need to. If I'm in an environment and shit, and the song is slow or whatnot, and I won't show this bitch how these hips move, then all right, okay, cool.
Yeah.
We can slow dance. But,
gotcha.
Like I said, out here, there's a beat.
The beat. Now, when you say the beat, I keep, you know what, because when I hear the beat and you say that, and I know you say Drake took some stuff, that's that dude Big Freedia, right?
No, man, look. No, not
that's
the same,
I just want to make
man.
Sure.
Look, stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Because that's that New Orleans, right? That's that Big Freedia shit, right?
Look, that's what
I think you were saying the beat.
Once you start associating the beat with the tags, then I got to stop. No, no.
I just want to make it clear.
We're sorry, but first of all, you are absolutely wrong. No.
Yeah.
But does Freedia use the beat? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it is,
yeah.
It is. But
gotcha,
yeah, that's
gotcha.
That's what they do out here. They put that beat
yeah.
on everything. They put that
nah.
beat on fucking Reed Rainbow, motherfucker.
Yeah. nah.
Seriously,
yeah.
they put the
so
shit
I,
on
I
Reed Rainbow.
I keep my ear to the street. I pride myself on keeping my ear to the street in all different sections. So I know what you're talking about. You're the beat. I just wanted to set it up there for the listeners. You know what I'm saying? And also, too, females. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if black running the boards or whatever, but if you want to call in on this topic, the number here is 646-787-1839. You know what I'm saying? We would love to hear from you, but if not, I'm going to hold it down. But
the website, the only reason why I called in was just to say I called in. The website is saying that they waiting for y'all to call in. You see what I'm saying?
Nah. Basically, yeah, because Black was a little late. You know what I'm saying? You know, she was on that New Orleans time, so she said she was an hour behind thinking it was like, looking at her watch, thinking it was like the same time or whatever. So that's why it started a little late. So she apologized for that. She said she was a little off.
No. But, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that because I heard that part, but what I'm saying is the website is still saying waiting for a host to call in.
Damn. Yeah, I got to check in on that. You know what I'm saying?
So that's why I said the only reason I called in was just to say I called in. Like, nigga, I called in, but y'all motherfuckers went on, but apparently I was on. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so if any females out there listening and you want to chime in on this topic, let us know. But yeah, man, so it really just got me zoning out, man, because I was thinking that also, and I was, you know, I can understand where you was coming from your point of view on that. So my point of view was this, man. I don't know if it was just the era, you know what I'm saying? Because you take it back and we go back. And this, and also, too, this show right here is for intellectuals tonight, you know what I'm saying? Not to say that our other shows isn't, but I like to get deep in thought and you know what I'm saying, kind of analyze certain things. So anyway, so, you know, we had the roaring 20s back, and we take it all the way back to the 20s, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, where Harlem was popping, and, you know, you had the Cotton Club and all that, you know what I'm saying? It was a different, like, dance move or whatever, but it was always a two-step, you know, I wouldn't call it slow dance, and they had their own kind of thing with that. And then, you know, as the time shifted, you know, of course, we went through the whole segregation and all the, you know what I'm saying, we was just tough out here, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, equal rights and all that. And then we get to the 60s, and that was when all that turmoil and everything was going. And then you had the Motown wave, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, being from Cleveland, and, you know, my pops was, you know, like to listen to all that Motown shit. It was real close to Detroit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I saw how that soulful music. But even then, they wasn't slow dancing like that. They seemed like they were just a little – everybody was just singing and having matching suits and afros and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And they would do their thing like that. But then we get to the 80s, and then, you know, you got groups like New Edition start coming on the scene. And then, of course, you had pop icons like Prince and Michael Jackson. And, you know, the late 80s, 90s, and that's when the kind of the wave really hit. You know what I'm saying? That's when you had so many breakout groups. And this is, you know, now we get into the late 80s, early 90s. That's me in middle school, right? So I remember the middle school dance. And I'm not even a man yet. I'm a boy. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said I didn't want to use when I text Black the topic. I said, why don't guys slow dance anymore? She changed it to men. And I say that because I was a boy. And I was, you know what I'm saying? That's how I learned my chops as far as, like, the female. Because it was like I just remember – 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, man, like, shout out to Monticello Middle School in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. But that was the shit, man, in that time. That's like, I'm talking about what year am I talking? I'm dating myself a little bit, but I'm just telling you the era. That's like 88, 89, 90, right? So that was like, I'll say 89, 90, 91 was like my middle school years, man. So that was like the Bobby Brown era. You had Guy, you know what I'm saying, Mint Condition. So you had just the slow Tony. You had, you know, being I'm from Cleveland, you had LeVert. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out, rest in peace to Gerald LeVert, H-Town, and Jodeci. So what I'm just saying is that was like the – and, of course, you always had your rap music that we was playing, but even at middle school level, you know what I'm saying, the DJ would just slow it down, and you would just get your slow dance on. You know what I'm saying? I remember my wife saying we was listening to an old New Edition song, and she was – you know, reminiscing about, she was seeing, like, when she was in middle school dancing to the song, it was like she felt like that was like the I don't know, like the best moment of her life up until that point. And, you know, so I was just saying, like, damn, you know what? It's an art form that we have lost, man, because when you slow dance with a female, you get on her vibration, you get on her frequency. And, you know, I did a lot of it, like I said, in my middle school days, so, you know, I got it. But the warmth of a woman that close was just the shit, man. And all you had to do was just ask her to dance and just, you know what I'm saying? And you did that, and it was something else, you know what I'm saying? So then it makes me think, like, what happened? And I'm just looking at my life as I started growing up, you know what I'm saying? So I get to high school, you know, of course, 9th, 10th grade, you know what I'm saying? You still had, you know, because Jodeci was still rocking and popping. But it seemed like around the 95s, like 94 was like the last of the slow, like the vintage, I'm saying, because the slow dance era was probably from, I would say, if I had to put a date on it, like 87 to like 94. Like, that's when it was like, man, R&B was probably like at its height, you know what I'm saying, as far as slow dance and that whole movement or that whole vibe or whatever. And then it seemed like when 95 came, that's when shit just started switching, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you had the Biggie and you had the Tupac and then, you know, the beef and everything. And, you know, you still had like little slow, you know, you had, you know, at that time, you know, Puff was rocking with Mary J. And then Total, you know what I'm saying, 112. So, you know, he still saw that it was a market for this whole R&B slow dance type groove. But then once that happened and that riff happened, you know, and the music really just got harder and it got like, you know, it just got tougher, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, and then I'm going to say another person that I think really changed and kind of like switched the game up. And then guys started looking at shit a little different with like Lil' Kim. You know what I'm saying? When Lil' Kim came out, she just came out so raunchy that it was like, you didn't have to be all romantic. You could just be like straight up and up front. And I think I started gravitating to that. You know what I'm saying? Because when I first heard some Lil' Kim, I was like, oh, shit, okay. You know what I'm saying? Up until that point, I thought only white girls gave fellatio. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm using just, you know, the politically correct word or whatever. But, you know, she made it cool for black women to do that. And then I think after that, the floodgates just started opening. And then, of course, you know, what else? From that point, you had DMX and the emergence of Rough Riders. You had Jay-Z, the emergence of that. And you still had your R&B trickling, but then it started changing. And then what really changed the game, in my opinion, was the whole South, the crunk movement. You know what I'm saying? Once that crunk movement came out, and then people really, because the strip clubs was known, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like the strip clubs. The early 2000s just took the strip club culture to a whole nother level, and it's never looked back, you know what I'm saying? Because that became an industry in itself. And then, of course, the porn, you know, porn game, like, really kind of took off, too. And then, you know, we are where we're at now with OnlyFans and all that. So it's just a different era. But the thing that I'm noticing is, like, if you can take that same kind of – because it's a lost art, man, and that music just sounds so good and so fresh compared to the music now. And like I said, I'm a rap guy, so I'm always going to like the evolution of rap music and where it's going, where it's heading, and where it's been. But – you know what I'm saying? When you really bring that R&B in, and you know, like I said, you ain't gotta. Nowadays, music is something that you don't have to play for everybody. You can just have your own vibration with it. But when you're on that wavelength, and I think a lot of women don't even understand, especially the younger women, they don't even understand that wavelength. It's just a whole other vibe. But you know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was just a interesting topic to just bring to the table, man, because I'm just like, damn, what happened and why did it happen? But, you know, life is always 360, man. So everything, you know, what goes around comes back around again. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Grand Poop. I remember he said that. He had a song about that. But, you know, I just think, it, you know, like just this book on Aaliyah really just kind of opened my eyes up to that. And that's why I think the verses is so good, too. You know what I'm saying? Just to kind of. Cause when you get a versus matchup, you see that, you know what I'm saying? We had Babyface versus Teddy Riley. You know what I'm saying? That right, like really opened it up and like for this new generation to understand that type of music. You know what I'm saying? That was dope. When we had Bobby Brown versus Keith Sweat. You know what I'm saying? That was dope. When we had SWV versus Escape, you know what I'm saying? That was dope. So, you know, I just think it's – and then we had the old head. We had the Isley Brothers versus Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know what I'm saying, for our parents' generation or whatever. So that's the part that I think that's so dope with technology is nowadays, you know, you can just shapeshift. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can just – you know, whatever zone you want to get into, you can kind of just tap into that. So – you know, I just wanted to kind of talk about this, man. I thought that was an interesting topic. So, without further ado, what's up? You got something else you wanted to add to it?
No, I was just listening to you. Your answers still don't answer shit, though.
What? All right, so hold on. I tried to just analyze it, but, hey, why don't men slow dance anymore? I mean,
we still slow dance out here. You see what I'm saying? It just depends on the bitch. And, you know, just be, like, the bitch.
I guess the bitch. What's up? Go ahead.
Like, at the end of the day, you see what I'm saying? I want to see what you're saying, but I don't see it. Because slow dancing ain't never went nowhere. And then when you said the prime was between 87 and 94, I'm like, no, nigga. I know you remember back in the day, they used to have the 6-inch to 12-inch rule because motherfuckers knew slow dancing got nasty. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like,
true,
everybody tends to forget the 6-inch, 12-inch rule. Like, motherfucker, like, nah, this came from the people that came before us and just got way too nasty on the dance.
That's a fact.
Right.
You mess around and, like, you know, after one slow dance, that's your girlfriend.
right. Like, look, bitch, we in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, But the thing is that I want to say now it's more of a female thing now as far as the female's control was being played in certain clubs because you want the broads inside the club.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
True.
Because
and I think
the females bring the dudes. The females bring the dudes, dudes bring the money. That's always
exactly.
Been the case.
That's the whole, yep, you're right.
So, like, when I made the statement that it's the bitch's fault when it comes down to the lack of slow dancing on the male part because it's the bitch that controls what's actually being distributed out as far as music-wise. Like I said, Chris Brown started rapping and everybody else started rapping that song, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but when it comes down to slow dancing, now we've been deviated away from R&B when it came down to slow dancing, right? But when you take a broad out and you know what I'm saying, they start hitting you with the salsa music and shit, then bam, you hitting the salsa music with the bitch. So we still slow dance. We just ain't like for me now, depending on the age of the broad that I'm fucking with, right? Depends on what type of slow dancing I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? So, like, now you rarely have any fucking songs that's worthy enough to slow dance that's new.
True. I mean, unless you go to a wedding. You know what I'm saying? Wedding.
Right.
If I go out
with one of my bitches that's younger or some shit like that, like, yeah, nigga, now all of a sudden I got to turn to Escobar. You know what I'm saying? So, like, nigga,
you said Escobar. Wait, hold on. What you doing? Wait. Turn Escobar. What you mean?
I got to turn Escobar because, like, now the slow dancing I'm doing is more on the Latin side. You see what I'm saying?
I'm still slow dancing.
But, like, now the Spanish side kicks in because, like, they still hit you with the slow dance. You be like, man, look, bitch, I'm about to show you. And he's like, come on, bitch. You know what I'm saying? We doing it like that.
Yeah.
Or when it came down to the reggae, like you said, like that shit, or the reggae tone, or some
reggae,
shit like
that. Yeah, the old school reggae. They'll still slow down.
So you still slow dancing, but, you know, you're not slow dancing to this new shit that's coming out via R&B. So the new shit via R&B, they robbing. The fucking bitch too fast. So that new Jack Swing era really fucked shit up, if you think about it. New Jack Swing era really started fucking shit up.
Yes and no. You know what I'm saying? Because they still had a slow dance.
No. Don't get me wrong. We had good songs with the new Jack Swing era, but you got to look at it like this. Progression is a motherfucker. So New Jack Swing started off something slow with a nice little beat, but then they eventually took shit too far. So you always got to take accountability of how the shit started. So if we would have never went there, we would have never been to where we at right now.
True. I can see that. But, to answer the question, I think you make a valid point. I think it depends on – it could be regional, you know what I'm saying, because in New York, I don't know what the hell is going on up here, man. It's just like – you know what I'm saying? Like, but Cleveland, too, you know what I'm saying? When I go back to Cleveland, like, we used to have it. Like, it used to be that way, you know what I'm saying? But it's the DJs, too. I don't know. I guess maybe it's the younger DJs that haven't really understood that, like, damn, man, like this, you could really switch it up and change the game. You know what I'm saying? And I'm starting to see like a vibe. I think it's starting to get back to that a little bit. I think you start to see more like kind of like, okay, you know, 90s R&B and whatever, trying to bring it back or whatever. And then it just takes influence. It really just takes the person with the right influence to kind of kick it back into that in style again and make it a trend again. I guess I do agree with you, but to a certain extent, because this is like maybe it's age, you know what I'm saying? Because the women that are a little older, they'll still have a what's the word I'm looking for? They'll still remember that, you know what I'm saying? So
nostalgia,
it comes on, it's the right settings. What's up? Say that again.
Mm-hmm.
They'll still have nostalgia for it. So if something comes on, it's going to take them back. So like I said, like for me, you know, I hear certain songs, I think of middle school. I think of like the end when I was joint. I think of the little chick I had a little crush on with, you know what I'm saying? One of my first girlfriends back in the day or whatever. The women that's a little older, they always going to have that nostalgia in the back of their head. So when you play certain songs, it's going to bring them back to that. But the younger women, you know, they've seen it from verses and, you know, they just hearing it from folklore from, you know, I guess they parents, you know, telling them how it used to be. And then, you know, I guess as they start to discover different music and different songs, they're like, oh, okay, that's how y'all used to get down. And then they make it theirs. So I just think it comes down to influence. Now I'm not mad at the fact that I like I said, I'm a savage. I like to say that I'm the freaking savage gentleman, you know what I'm saying? Because the gentleman side is like, yeah, I like the slow dance. I like taking it slow and, you know what I'm saying, and doing all that. But, you know, when you get the slow dance, you get grabbing on that ass or whatever, and, you know, you catch that rhythm or whatever. But then I like the savageness. I like how the women now is just like straight to the point, the twerking and all that shit too. So I just think it should just be a nice balance, though. I mean, I love – don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to Real Adult Talk. The Twitter page is always popping, man. Twerk, 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 twerk. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad.
No,
you know
back my day was pee popping. Then all of a sudden, y'all put that and nigga won't call it twerking. Man, fuck no.
Twerk,
what the fuck is a twerk, man? It used to be pee pop, man. Pop
ass.
That pussy. Man, these hoes used to be on their fucking hands, feet on the fucking
ass.
Feet on the wall and shit, doing what they do. But then all of a sudden, old pussy ass and Master P won't come out here and lie to y'all. Nigga, this nigga had a video called Wobble Wobble, but not now. Bitch in the video was wobbling and shit. Fuck out of here.
I'm just having
a flashback moment. No fucking twerk.
Pop
that, bitch.
Man, pussy pop
that pussy
for a little
nigga.
Big shout out to Live Crew. Yeah.
I know.
I get you. But you know what I'm saying? I think my wife just said twerking killed slow music, slow dancing or whatever. But whatever the case may be, man, it's a lost art. But I think it's gonna come back. I think it's gonna make a little 360, man.
Left.
I think people gonna. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about just getting popularized again. Cause like I said, I remember like when you go to the club. Like now, look, my club days is over. The only clubs I like to go to is a strip club, you know. And that's only when I'm on vacation. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm in your city, I'm trying to see what's cracking at the most popular strip club that's in the town. You know what I'm saying? If I'm on vacation. No, I'm at a strip club that night after going to dinner and seeing the sights. At night, I'm at the strip club. You know what I'm saying? It's just because I know what I'm saying? That's what I like to, you know, that's what makes the occasion official for me. I can really see how this town gets down or whatever. But I say that to say this, you know, it's been a minute since I've been to a club. You know what I'm saying? Like just a regular, just dance club, nightclub or whatever. But I just remember back in the day, you know, you had your, you know, of course you had the rap music, you had the songs that was going to just get people dancing. But then every so often, just like R. Kelly said in a slow dance song, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like the perfect song to segue from all this rap shit we was dancing to slow it down. And bam, you know what I'm saying? If you watch the movie House Party, that's like a perfect example. You know what I'm saying? The first one, not the second or the third or whatever, the pajama jam, whatever.
Yeah.
The first one, that shows you exactly how it used to be. You know what I'm saying? Or if you watch School Days, another classic Spike Lee movie, my favorite Spike Lee movie, you know what I'm saying? About the college life or whatever. Perfect example how, like, yeah, we can get in that, but then, hey, so we want to slow it down, you know, especially at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it used to be, too. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the night, hold on, last call for alcohol. Like, let's get the slow dance going, because you already know you catch that slow dance, you know, at the end of the night, you know where that's usually headed. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I just, you know, it just needs to get that balance. So I just think these DJs, and then I think also, too, just for our frequency and our mind state, just to get that balance, you know, because I like, look, once again, I people know from listening to the show, I love rap music. I you know what I'm saying? I love it, man. It's just, I am rap music. You know what I'm saying? It's my era. But at the same time, for us to get that just frequency back with our women, we got to be able to get that slow dance back into our whole culture. You know what I'm saying? I think we're missing that vibration. I think it's a slight disconnect. And that's why, because we don't feel that vibration of a woman's touch the way we used to, you know what I'm saying? And that's why cats be wilding out and all this other shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you just need that woman's touch just to, like, calm you down, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of the – I'm digressing a little bit, but one of my favorite kind of, like, indie kind of movies was Hustle and – no, not Hustle and Flow, Black Snake Moan, right? I don't know if you've ever seen Black Snake Moan. You never seen Black Snake Moan? So it's by the same director of Hustle.
Yeah. I seen that shit, man.
You seen Black Snake Moan?
Oh, Lord.
Okay, yeah, but...
yeah, I seen that. I thought, oh, Lord, this nigga went back to Samuel Jackson, nigga. Fuck.
Yeah. But I don't know
boy, like...
if you remember Justin Timberlake's character, right? So, you know, I guess he was in the army or some shit, but he had, like, anxiety problems. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, so often, mm-hmm. if shit got too real, you know what I'm saying, he'll catch, like, an anxiety attack and, I don't know, start crying and shit and, like, you know, panicking and all this other shit. And what his girl would do to calm him down, she would just, like, take her shirt off, and she would just put her breast on his back. And once she did that, it was like, oh, like, he was good. You know what I'm saying? That's, like, all he needed. You know what I'm saying? So
maybe need that
that's what I'm yeah, he just needed that touch just to calm his ass down. So I just think, you know, us as a culture, just, like, analyzing it, man, because, you know, I see our culture, man, especially, like, you know, like I said, social media and the Twitter for me, you know what I'm saying? I can really just see the culture at its rawest form, you know what I'm saying? So I just think that's what we're missing, man. But anyway, yeah, man, so that was my topic for tonight, man. I just wanted to kind of, like, you know, touch base on that. So without further ado, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to get into my favorite part of the show. This is the world-famous chop-up. So, you know, for anybody that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to talk my shit on certain things that I thought was interesting. So a few topics I'm going to get into, man. I got a little list or whatever. But the main topic I want to get into, especially kind of transitioning to this topic, I mean, from what I was just talking about before, and I'm just going to say this just to start it out, man. You know, control your lust. Or your lust will control you. You know what I'm saying? You know, big shout out to R. Kelly. You know, he was definitely like an iconic figure as far as what I'm talking about, as far as slow music, R&B or whatever. But look at him now, man, in jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the lust controlled him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we discussed this before, of course. R. Kelly had his fetishes, and they let him rock for a minute, but you can't OD, and that's what he did. Bill Cosby. Man, I say this all the time, you know what I'm saying? And if I do ever have kids, I want to be Cliff Huxtable, you know what I'm saying? To me, he set the blueprint, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to have a family, you got your kids, I want to have my, you know what I'm saying, have my relationship with all my kids like that, from Theo to Vanessa to Rudy, you know what I'm saying? I just thought it was just dope, you know what I'm saying? The way his father, you know what I'm saying, on TV, that was just like, damn, I want to be that eventually in my life. But look at that, you know what I'm saying, his lust, you know what I'm saying, he got like a little, a little something, you know what I'm saying? He's spiking the punch or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So don't let your lust, you know, control your lust before it controls you, you know what I'm saying? And then on a different note, it wasn't his lust, but I think, I don't know, maybe his lust for the game or whatever, but Mike Vick, I mean, of course it wasn't women, but it was dogs, you know what I'm saying? It was like dog fighting and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But I think that's what made him a dog on the field, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, watching them dogs fight, I think that's just, you know, because Atlanta Michael Vick was like a vibe, you know what I'm saying? I've never seen no quarterbacking like that in my life. Michael Vick in Atlanta, man, that was the Michael Vick experience. So I say that to say this, to transition to Deshaun Watson, right? So I've been following this story. Big shout out to my Cleveland Browns. Looking for the Browns to have a bounce back year. We had a great year 2 years ago with Baker Mayfield. Got us to the playoffs for the first time in, I don't know how long, probably like 20 years. And we beat our rival Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoff game. Then we came back last year with high expectations. We had Odell Beckham. A lot of hype going into the season. And we wet the bed, man. You know what I'm saying? Cincinnati, our in-state rivals, went to the Super Bowl and had the year that we thought we was going to have, right? And so with that being the case, we end up signing Deshaun Watson, which I think is going to take us back to the promised land. I think it's a good signing. I stand by my, you know what I'm saying, I stand by him or whatever, even though he's going through some shit right now, and I stand by the Cleveland Browns decision. Big shout out to Andrew Berry, black dude from Harvard, you know what I'm saying, did what he had to do, was like, fuck it, and we signed Deshaun Watson. Now, but what comes with that comes with a lot of baggage. So, so before the show, you know, because I was watching different sports shows, he was a hot topic because apparently, you know what I'm saying, for anybody that's not up on this news or whatever, Deshaun Watson right now has a civil suit. I should have looked up exactly what civil suit means. I think civil suit is when you want to get money for,
hey,
you know,
money.
What I'm,
that's it.
Yeah, it's just money, right? You're not, you don't want him to really, you don't care to go to jail or whatever. You just want to get paid for.
Nah, civil is just monetary. There is no jail time with a civil suit.
Got you. Okay. Bet. Yeah. So that's what I thought it was. You know what I'm saying? So. All right, so anyway, so just to set this up, because I did some notes on this. So basically, Deshaun Watson has 24 civil suits against him. And I'm going to tell you what he got caught up on, because one of my homeboys back in the day used to tell me about this situation that we used to have in New York back in the day, right? So way back in the day in New York, just to paint the picture, they had this paper. And it was called the Village Voice, right? So the Village Voice. So and this is before Instagram, before Twitter, before all of that. So in the Village Voice in New York City, right, it was a free newspaper too, you know what I'm saying? On the back, it would be mad just bitches in the back of the Village Voice, black bitches, all white bitches, Chinese bitches, whatever. This is New York City, so it's a melt of Spanish, whatever you wanted, your flavor, right? And they would just be saying body work, you know what I'm saying, for this amount of money, body work, massages, body work, massages, body work, massages, right? So my homeboy was like, yo, I'm trying to see what's up with this, right, the Village Voice. So one day he, you know, schedules an appointment for the massage or whatever, and basically the body work was just cold work for the you know, the nice massage with the happy ending, you know what I'm saying? But that was just cold work because they could advertise it in the paper. Like, this is what they doing, picture and everything. You know what I'm saying? Usually they had, like, their eyes kind of, like, blacked out or whatever, but you'll see what their body looking like, the number to call or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? So I think one of my homeboys was telling me one time he went, and he just went there, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Go there, get the massage, and long story short, get the happy ending. Transaction is done. He leaves, right? So apparently, I guess Deshaun Watson, being in Houston, he just got a little happy with the happy endings, you know what I'm saying, with the massages. So to the point is that I guess he was on Instagram, and he was just DMing mad chicks in Houston. And what happened was, too, the Houston – so I guess the first – I mean, I guess – and this happened in the 17-month span, they said, from spring – no, fall 2019 to spring 2020. You know what I'm saying? Basically, he contacted 66 women, and I guess out of the 66, 24 are coming with a civil suit. So And he just really started liking the massages, and I guess it just got good to him. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So I can just already see his G probably. You know what I'm saying? Get the massage, you know, call up. What they was actually showing some of his Instagram transcripts in the DM. So basically he was just like, his whole G was like, look, what time you available? You know what I'm saying? And they'll be like, okay, well, you know, maybe in the next hour or so, you'll be like, okay, well, look, I'm staying at the Houstonian, which is, I guess, some, you know, nice hotel in Houston. Come through, I'm trying to get a massage. And then his G was like, y'all, I really want to support black business. You know what I'm saying? So I guess the female's like, all right, bet. And, you know, apparently when it came, he just, you know, be like, all right, you know, work this area. And the next thing you know, he trying to position himself like, yo, what's good? You know what I'm saying? Like, how about, you know, blah, blah, blah. So long story short, you know, I'm reading the articles because New York Times had a really good article. And, you know, like I said, 66 women were contacted for massages over the 17-month period. And then he started doing a non-disclosure form too, right? And the non-disclosure form was provided by the Houston Texans because basically, I guess apparently one of the first chicks he did came through with the massage, and I guess he, you know, probably got the happy ending or whatever, paid her off, you know, because now we got Cash App and all that. So now it's receipts, you know, Cash App, you got your number, Cash App, blah, blah, blah. So apparently she was like, yo, I need some more money or I'm gonna expose this. I'm gonna put this shit on the gram with your number, the Cash App and all that. And apparently she did. And then at that point, he, you know, went back to, you know, the Houston Texans was like, yo, you know, I've been getting my massages for my treatment and shit. But this one chick just tried to, like, you know, get out of pocket and post all my information online. So then they was like, all right, bet, here, you got the non-disclosure agreement. So now that was added to his G. So now he would be like, before you get paid, you got to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So, you know, so basically it sprouted, you know, just looking at it. So I was like, you know what? So let me just do diligence. You know, watching the different sports shows, they just dragging him last week to the point that I had to, like, be like, yo, dude, he was actually already suspended for last year technically. I mean, he wasn't suspended from the league, but technically they didn't let him play. He didn't play one Houston Texans game last year. He was on the shelf the whole season as they got this all sorted out or whatever. And in the article it said he was harassed. They accused him of harassment, harassed, and assault. So I was like, you know what, let me look up these two words, right, just to see what it means. So assault means a sudden violent attack. I don't think he did that. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? Harassed now says I can't read my own hand right. Oh, to disturb or bother persistently. I do think he probably was harassing a little bit. Like, yo, I got the money. Like, hook me up. Like, let's do this. You know what I mean? Blah, 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 blah. So, and then what happens is, you know, he was, you know, of course he's a football player, but then, you know, when the Browns, because, you know, like I said, the Browns was like, we got to come up, you know what I'm saying? We need a new QB. Baker Mayfield ain't it. Deshaun Watson can take us to the promised land. So then my dude Andrew Berry, the GM, was like, yo, we about to give you $230 million in them things, guaranteed. Gave my, because Deshaun wouldn't even fuck with Cleveland. He was like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to go to Cleveland. But then, you know, I guess the more names start coming out, and then the GM gave him that offer he couldn't refuse, so he signs on the dotted line. So now, and you know what I'm saying, whenever you get a sign of a sports contract, especially if that one, that was like the biggest one in league history, because, you know, like, it's next man up. So any star, this quarterback now, you know what I'm saying, they're going to break the bank and really just reset the whole market again. So he just reset the market. And now, you know what I'm saying, you already had rumblings of the 24 women. So now more and more women are coming out like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I gave Deshaun. What's up? Yeah, I gave Deshaun.
That's family. But like now, like, man, fuck that. Nigga,
whatever.
You better turn to Johnny Depp and sue them hoes back.
Yeah, well, that's what he's doing. Because
sue them hoes back because at the end of the day, look, don't get me wrong. The NDA shit, nigga, that's standard. That should have been going on from the beginning. But, you know, motherfuckers are stupid. Young niggas is dumb. Like, nigga, like, when you in this business, any fucking transaction is NDA. Period. Like, out here, they got hoes that give out neck massages all the time. You see what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you get your dick rubbed, balls, all that good shit. Nigga, like, look, it is what it is. Like, they promote that shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Motherfuckers out here, like, for them hoes, like, you remember old boy was on the, old boy called in for the yoni massages and shit like that. That shit real out here. You see what I'm saying? Like, these hoes, they'll come. You put out a fucking flyer, and them hoes will call you up looking to get their pussy rubbed. All right, okay, cool, bitch. I got you. You see what I'm saying? Now, this motherfucker right here, I don't really know the nigga case. But, yeah, bitch, you won't sue me, I'm suing your stupid ass back, bitch. But guess what? I have the paperwork. You see what I'm saying? I got the paper to draw this shit out, and you ain't getting nothing. Nigga, we'll put this bitch in continuous for 10 years. You see what I'm saying? Bitch, by the time I'm done with you, boy, you're going to be so fucking broke, it's ridiculous, though. I'm out to show you.
Yeah, because
that's all the other niggas stupid as motherfucker, man. Stop paying these hoes. Take these hoes to court.
Facts. So, yeah, man. So, yeah, you brought a full circle. So that's what I was just trying to say. So, yeah, you're getting, you know, he getting dragged in the court of public opinion right now, especially the sports shows. It's like, you know, we got the finals, like the NBA finals every couple of days. So these sports guys like the Stephen A. Smiths
and the
Skip
Houston,
Bayless.
So,
and,
the Houston, whatever the fuck name of the team is, they still got to pay the nigga because they violated his ass.
Well, nah, he got
by them sitting him out for the entire year.
He got paid. They was just trying to they was just looking to trade him, so they didn't want him to get hurt or nothing like that. But he had to sit out the whole year. So I'm just saying, so you know, I'm watching a different show.
Yeah, but look at it like this. I sit out the whole year, okay. But you still gotta pay me my full pay though.
Yeah, no,
you feel what I'm saying? So like, bitch, you gonna pay me not to play? All right, I'm cool with this.
So that's what's happening. So now though, and that's what I'm saying. So he wanted to play. But the Houston Texans was like, I don't know if it's a good look. We're going to probably, you know, we're going to look into trade you or whatever. Because he had just signed a contract with Houston, but then he wanted out because he was flexing, basically. You know what I'm saying? He was just like, you know what? He didn't like the coaching hire. So he was like, you know what? I want to get traded. And then it's interesting how this shit happened, too, because it's like it seemed like it could be some shiftiness or some shiciness going on, because the minute what he said he wanted to be traded, that's when all these allegations start coming out. You know what I'm saying? Because the Houston Texans, of course, they wanted him. They probably planted this shit in a way, you know what I'm saying, to get him back because he wanted to be traded or whatever. So then that just spawned the whole controversy. And then one woman came after another. You know, and like I said, it's all civil suits, so they, you know, this assault. I'm like, nah, I don't think he assaulted. That just don't even make sense.
No, stop.
What's up?
Another thing. The definition that you gave out, that you gave out for assault, no, that is not the definition for assault anymore.
I looked it up.
You can look it up, but that is not the definition for assault anymore. Look up sexual assault. You feel
sexual
what I'm
assault is different. But they said assault.
No, stop. No, listen to me. Unfortunately, right, that's just like when you work for a job and they talk about sexual harassment and shit like that. You see what I'm saying? Nowadays, you can sexually harass somebody by looking at them. You see what I'm saying? While they're working, right?
You definitely got to be careful.
So, right, no. But look, keep going. Let me give you an example of fucking sexual harassment. You got a motherfucker worker. The worker is a cleaner. He's a cleaner and shit, right? So the worker is putting trash into the bag and all this other bullshit. You notice that the worker is putting trash into the bag. All right, you ain't fucking with the worker. All right. So the worker takes trash out of the motherfucking bag, replaces the bag. You then go and put trash into the fucking bag, right? The new bag. That is sexual harassment.
How was that? Because you put trash in a new bag?
No. It's sexual harassment because you looked at the person and the person felt some type of way. You see what I'm saying? It's all about the feeling of the other individual. It's not about your intentions. Intentions has nothing to do with anything. You see what I'm saying? That's the same thing with fucking assault. Assault is no longer physical.
Oh, that was you trying to say. So like, she felt like she was in danger. That's what you're trying to say.
Right,
and that
right.
Be, So that would be harassment. That would be
right
because she's okay. Maybe
right. So like, yeah, it's, like that definition. Oh man, Hey, trust me. Because back in my day, just like back in your day, assault was assault.
Yeah,
assault ain't assault no more. It's not physical. It's not physical anymore. Because just like you got, just like somebody can get their ass whooped verbally. You see what I'm saying?
So, they
assaulted
because I
verbal assault, motherfucker. Like, wait a minute, but I didn't touch you. But guess what? This is bad shit.
Yeah. So that's why
they're trying to.
Because I don't like assault. Like, what the fuck? But anyway, man. So yeah. So it's crazy. So anyway, long story short, my prediction. Well, one thing is good. You know what I'm saying? I think they kind of balance it. Like I said, with Johnny Depp's talk about this last week, with him actually standing up to Amber Heard and winning. You know what I'm saying? That just kind of, like, tilts the scale and balances the scale a little bit because it was just tipped to the other side. It was like, you know, anytime somebody had a sexual, like, even if they didn't do it, they was just felt like they were going to get blackmailed, so they just settled and you know, had to be done. You know what I'm saying? So, and of course, he's winning. Like you said, he got to be smarter because he should know better. Well, I mean, but, you know, like I said, experience is your best teacher. He was just young because just reading – the little transcripts and stuff like that, it just sounded like, you know, he was just young and, like,
no,
he never got caught up in nothing.
No.
He just thought he was good.
No. That is a fucking lie. Because, for one, I got a few partners that actually fucked around and they transitioned to the NFL, right? So these motherfuckers got to go through a whole training process of what you can do, what you can't do. You see what I'm saying? How to fuck around and maneuver when it comes down to NDAs and everything else like that. These motherfuckers have classes based off of past mistakes from players that came before them.
Mm.
So it's not about learning
experience
from your mistakes. It's about actually taking the experience from the other motherfuckers and not producing the same fucking results. That nigga knew
that's
better.
True.
He did it like that.
I definitely think he knew better. But you know what it is, though, man? You ain't never get caught. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You maneuver in a certain way. You thinking, well, I ain't never had no situation. Because he, up until this point, you know, they looked at him like he was just polished. Like, oh, nah, man, he good. That's, you know what I'm saying? And that's the part that I'm saying. Like, when you just, like, that just comes with maturity. Maturity, to me, goes hand-in-hand with experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can learn all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? They could tell you all types. You could take all these classes or whatever. But if you out here, you maneuver in a certain way and you ain't get checked on it yet, or you ain't get, you know what I'm saying? You thinking you good. Yeah, until some shit happens and then you get a life check. Like, oh shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think he do better, but I think, you know, all right, got away with the first one. And when I say get away, you know, it went the way he wanted it to go, basically, like, you know, all right, I'm going to set this up, you know what I'm saying, these little Instagram hotties on freaking IG, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to see if they got the massages, I'm going to tell them, you know, like, look, I'm going through some treatment, you know what I'm saying, if you do the massage, you know what I'm saying, I'm supporting your black business, come through, you know what I'm saying, I already got the hotel, it's good money, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to hit you off. And then when he was just going there, he was just like, yo, I got my pick of the litter of just different Instagram women I might think is sexy. I'm sliding their DMs. They see who I am. I'm telling them, like, come through with the massage, which is cold. Let's be honest. Cold massage, you know what I'm saying? That's always been cold. That's why I set that up with the story I said about the Village Voice newspaper in New York back in the day. Boom, come through. And, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is, it's certain women that might have just legit be masseuse and they about their business. They just want to do a massage and go. Certain women, because like I said, I was just reading the certain things. There's a lot of women that was like, yeah, I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to get my name dragged, I don't want to get in this or whatever. I told him no, and that was it, but I ain't going to bring no suit up against him or whatever. And then certain women was just like, yeah, he came at me, I was with it, and it is what it is. I ain't trying to sue him, we had a good time, you know what I'm saying, well, I might give him another massage, you know what I'm saying? And other women was like, yeah, I felt offended, you know what I'm saying, because I was coming in thinking it was just strictly massage, and he was trying to, you know, whip his dick out, you know what I'm saying, have me jerk him off, whatever the hell, you know what I'm saying? So it's all different things. So what I'm just trying to say, I guess, to piggyback on your point, if you none of this shit hit the fan and it just take that one to, like, you know what I'm saying, maybe you got a little too cocky, you was feeling yourself a little too much, said something that, like, offended her, And she was like, oh, right. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And then that's the one. And then when she steps up, now the other ones that felt like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say nothing. But you know what? Like, he said that was he did the same thing to me. And then that's when the Me Too thing starts. And then that's how you go from 1 to 2 to 24. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, yeah. You should have known better. But I just think until that first one really said something and got the ball rolling, that's what happened, man. But now – hell, I bet you go moving forward, you know what I'm saying? He learned his mistake, you know what I'm saying? He knows moving forward, like, yeah, I ain't fucking with that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to get me a girl, you know, a girl, a wife, or whatever. Maybe have my little mistresses on the side that already know the time. Fuck these massages. So, what's up?
The nigga was trick. I said, he a trick. The motherfucker a trick.
It ain't tricking
like,
if you
what
ain't.
He needs
hey, you know what people bottom. Say, though? You ain't tricking it. It ain't tricking if you got it. He definitely had
see, that's
it.
A lie. That's a lie. First of all, that's from a retarded ass statement because you
I mean,
can't trick
you know
if you don't have it.
Like
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So motherfucker be like, bro,
no,
it ain't tricking
no,
if you got
wait,
it. Like, no, you can't
no,
trick
wait,
if you don't have it, nigga.
Nah,
you gotta have it to trick.
That's where you that's
so
where
you
lose
a trick.
You
see what I'm saying?
That's where you lose a sight though. That's where you lose a sight though, Smooth. When it says that it ain't tricking if you ain't get it, like it ain't tricking if you got it, meaning that if you doing some shit where you really ain't got it, you know what I'm saying, you know your rent need to be paid, you know your kids need to be, you need to get school clothes, you know what I'm saying, you need to, you know, you got priorities, you know what I'm saying, and you still tricking off your money. That's when it's just like, yo, you out here on some bullshit. Like, what the fuck? You know, you ain't paying your car note and shit. And you paying these bitches. You know what I'm saying? That's true. But when you got it,
no,
you
man.
Got money.
No,
like,
I said
like,
exactly what I said, and I meant exactly how I said it. You know what I'm talking about? That's the retarded part about it. Like, no, nigga, I know what the fuck I said. Like, nigga, when a motherfucker what's say you, it ain't tricking if you got it, that's a trick. Because you can't trick without a period. So,
true.
No, nigga.
I mean, look.
Your trick bill might be different. You know what I'm saying? That just means you can spend more money.
All I'm trying to say.
It's still a trick.
All I'm
even if you
say.
Can't afford the trick, a trick is still going to be a trick. And they're going to trick.
So wait, hold on. So all right. So to your definition, then. So what about if you taking a chick out to eat and shit, taking her out? You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you getting the draws or whatever. You done pay for everything. You tricking too, then, right?
Look, man. Unfortunately, right. Let me help you out, my young man.
So
okay.
Tricking,
right? The sole purpose of tricking is a fucking contract stating that, bitch, I'm gonna give you this money. And you gonna give me that pussy. That's it. That is the full extent of fucking trick. I'ma give you the money, you gonna give me that pussy. We ain't gotta talk, we ain't gotta do all this other bullshit. Now the mother niggas, if a nigga gonna take a bitch out to eat the shit, the food ain't guaranteed for the pussy. You see what I'm saying? The contract is between the money and the bitch. That's tricking. That other shit, like man, look, don't let another motherfucker try to overanalyze that bullshit. No, nigga. Tricking is the sole contract. Like, hey, bitch, I'm going to give you this fucking money. We're going to give you this fucking pussy. We ain't got to see each other. We ain't going to talk about each other. It's over. That's the
truth.
That other
shit,
like, no, hell
it,
no.
It get, I think it's a little bit more complex than you put it.
No,
what?
No. It's not more complex. It's simple. People want to try to make it more complex to try to dilute what tricking is. No, nigga. Tricking is a soul motherfucker going out there looking for some fucking pussy. He paid the bitch. He ain't got to talk to the bitch no more. And then that's it.
From
that other shit, like, no, niggas is trying to, a motherfucking trick is trying to make himself seem better. Well, if I'm tricking, that means you're tricking too because you took the bitch out to go eat and shit. No, nigga.
It's the same shit, though. I think it's not the same, but I think it's similar. I think it's a similar.
No, it's not similar. It's either yes or no. Ain't no bisexual
so,
here.
Okay,
it's either
so
gay or straight.
You
know what I'm saying?
What's a sugar daddy? And what's your definition of a sugar daddy?
Oh, I don't even know what a fucking sugar daddy is.
I don't know
what a sugar daddy is.
Okay, because I'm just saying that blurs the lines. That blurs a lot. A sugar daddy from
I don't know what a sugar daddy is. I'm just saying, from your
perspective, sugar daddy could be like, look, man, I'm taking the chick out there. I ain't tricking. It ain't no contract. So what I'm saying is, from that point of view, he thinking like he thinking he not even a sugar daddy. But from the female point of view,
Moore's trying to mold the conversation in a way to where it actually fits his definition. No, nigga, we're not about to do all that. A trick is a trick.
Oh, man.
A trick is a motherfucker who pays a pussy and that's it. Like, look, nigga. All that other shit, that's just a motherfucking excuse for niggas like, man, if I'm tricking, that means you tricking too. No, nigga, stop. You paid the bitch to fuck and then left.
Hey, but, you know.
Like, I don't know the fucking sugar daddy is, baby.
I'm just saying, man. That's why I just said it's a little bit more complex. But you said it simple. Hey,
it is what it is. These motherfucking tricks want regular niggas to be tricks, too. So they don't feel bad. No, bitch. You out here paying for pussy. That's it. Use the motherfucking trick. Well, what about, no, I'll fuck all that. You pay for pussy, use the trick. Let it go.
The chick just got the outfit and some, you know what I'm saying, some food, and she still didn't get no pussy. But all right. So I digress. Speaking of tricks, hoes, this whole concept that we were just talking about, Harlots, man. I finished the show Harlots. Man, that show was one of the best shows that I've seen on TV in a long time, man. So awesome show. Like I said, Harlots. Just to paint the picture out there, because I just finished it like yesterday. But it's on Hulu. It's 3 seasons. It's 8 episodes each. And like I said, it takes place in like the Victorian age. So, you know, that's what, late 1700s, early 1800s in England. And it's about two houses, man. So the one house is run. Her name is, they call her Mrs. Wells, Margaret Wells. And she ended up having two daughters, man, Charlotte Wells and Lucy Wells. And she running the whole house, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. And then the rival madam is Lydia Quigley, and she is raw, man. When I tell you, man, Lydia Quigley, if you watch, I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed, man. If you want something to watch, something that's like deep, something that's like intellectual, but then you seeing the rawness at the same time. That's the type of shit I like. I like the best of both. I want to see the rawness, but I want something that's going to. I want to learn some shit too. This is the show. So anyway, Lydia Quigley, man, she is the illest villain I've seen since, let's see, my favorite villains, the Joker, Darth Vader, and Lydia Quigley, man. Believe me when I tell you, man, rest in peace to Pimp C, but he would probably be like, this is the best pimp ever on TV, and she's an old lady, you know what I'm saying? But the show was awesome, man. It's got a, like, the reason why I liked it too, man, it's got a lot of like actors that you've seen in certain places but not really blow up, you know what I'm saying? But they kind of fit the role. So I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones, but Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I watched all of them. Read the book too. I'm still waiting on my motherfucking, the next book. Been waiting 20 years.
Yeah. So you all in. So you remember the dude Theon, right?
Yeah, Theon Greyjoy.
Yeah, you know, he went through it on Game of Thrones. Like, damn, I fell for Theon got a bad break on that shit. I mean, he was a little out of pocket, but he didn't deserve all that shit. But anyway.
No, he did.
Oh,
yes, he deserved all that shit.
God damn, but.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. You read the book or you just watched the show?
I just watched the show, so I ain't read the book. I don't know.
Oh, no, you got to read the book.
Okay.
Like, no,
oh, okay.
That motherfucker betrayed. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, fuck
so
that.
It gets, it gets
all that.
That.
Cut all the fingers off. Cut the man dick off and everything. Yeah,
he,
bitch, you got nothing.
Fucked up on the show. But anyway, so
yeah.
Theon, man, he's on there. He's on the third season. You know what I'm saying? So Theon come through. Good acting on him, man. Perfect role. And he's kind of that same kind of role, but you know what I'm saying? He ain't get, you know, all fucked up like he did on Game of Thrones. So picture him on Game of Thrones if he ain't get messed up like that. You know what I'm saying? The way they did him on, because Game of Thrones, they did him dirty. But so he's on there, mm-hmm. And then, of course, yeah, you was all in on BMF, right? You watch BMF.
Yeah.
So remember my dude, the villain on BMF, the dude that said, you can't stop the rain? Remember that dude? The dude, yeah, so he on there. He's on there. He's on, like, the second season. You know what I'm saying? And that dude's an English actor, too, man. There's a lot of these good black actors, man. They're all English. My dude from freaking Snowfall, too, man. He's English, too, man. Like, these black English actors, man, coming over here doing their thing. But anyway, yeah, so he's on there. A lot of good characters, man. And the casting is A1. Like, everybody that they cast in different roles is A1, man. So, and like I said, it's just some pimping, like, just raw on TV, man. Harlots, man. So, Mo Bench, you know, thumbs up on that, man. That shit was awesome, man. Shout out to my wife, man. She put me on. I ain't think it was going to be that good, man. That shit was really good. So, yeah, so that's that. And then lastly, man, I got about 2 minutes left. So, real quick. Definitely, man, if you missed the show, you know, Black already been tweeted it out, I'm retweeted, you know, follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, TAWK. If you want to put a face with the voice, check me out on IG, Instagram, Mobins, MOBINNS. Just keep it respectful. Yeah, man, same time next week. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do every Sunday night, man, bring you raw topics. 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Black will be back next week, you know what I'm saying, from her adventure, you know, in the Big Easy. So, you know, I know she's going to have a lot to say, giving her updates on, you know, her trip or whatever. But lastly, you know, I got about 2 minutes left. Last thing I just wanted to touch base on, man, big shout-out to Drink Champs. Like I said, other than our show, Drink Champs is one of the shows I definitely watch listen to as far as podcasts. But it was dope, man. Had Mike Tyson on there. Yo, Mike Tyson, man, that dude, man, that's the deepest dude, man. I would love for him to just call up and we could just chop it up on Real Talk, man. Like, I never seen nobody just such a savage, but then such an intellectual at the same time. Like, it's just like, phenomenal, man. But with him just being on Drink Champs, man, it was just dope conversation. And I like how he was just schooling Nori on certain things, man. It was so funny because Nori's, you know what I'm saying, Nori's a good interviewer, you know what I'm saying? And usually, like, he can just say certain things and, like, you know, the guests are just kind of fall, you know, just they'll go with it. But I like how Mike Tyson kind of challenged them on certain things, man. And I just thought it was dope. Anyway, if you get a chance, check that out. And that's it, man. So, you know, big shout out to Smooth on the check-in, holding it down. Once again, Black, you know what I'm saying, on her vacation, you know what I'm saying. I'll see her back next week. And once again, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.